Officials in northwest China's Xinjiang region have moved to ban the use of the Uyghur language at all education levels, Radio Free Asia reports. The new ban marks one of China's strongest measures aimed at assimilating ethnic Uyghurs, RFA says. Uyghurs are a mostly Muslim ethnic group in China and Central Asia. Most live in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region of China. Rights groups have said China represses Uyghur culture and religion. The Education Department in Xinjiang's Hotan area issued a directive in June banning the use of Uyghur at schools in favor of Mandarin Chinese. The directive said schools must insist on fully popularizing the National Common Language and Writing System according to law. Beginning this fall semester, Mandarin Chinese will be fully used in preschools, elementary schools, and middle schools, the directive says. It also instructs schools to prohibit the use of Uyghur language, writing, signs, and pictures in the educational system and on campuses. Any school or person that fails to enforce the new policy will be severely punished, the directive says. Four officials confirmed the directive to RFA. They spoke on the condition of anonymity. They said their local governments were preparing to put the directive in place ahead of the fall semester. A Chinese education official in Hotan said the directive was issued on June 28th. All area education offices received it 2 days later. A Uyghur official from another Hotan office said all teaching will be conducted in the Chinese, not Uyghur, language in the upcoming semester. Even the Uyghur textbooks will be replaced with Chinese textbooks from inland China. All teachers and students are required to speak the Chinese language only in the school and education system, he added. A different Chinese official from Hotan told RFA that the directive is meant to encourage the learning of the national language. He said education authorities decided to ban the use of the Uyghur language in order to create a favorable environment for minorities to study the national language. For many years, China has had a bilingual education system in Xinjiang's schools. Uyghur students can choose to learn among other Uyghur students. Those students receive literature instruction in the Uyghur language. All other subjects are taught in Mandarin Chinese. The new directive would end the Uyghur language instruction, however. Observers say the bilingual education system violates China's constitution and ethnic autonomy laws, RFA reports. China's constitution says the people of all nationalities have the freedom to use and develop their own spoken and written languages. And China's Regional Ethnic Autonomy Law on Language says that schools in ethnic areas use textbooks in their own languages and use these languages as the media of instruction. Ilshat Hassan is president of the Uyghur American Association in Washington, D.C. He told RFA that China is trying to ignore its own laws by calling the new directive a part of the bilingual education system. He said, in fact, by enforcing this new policy at the preschool level, the Chinese government intends to kill the Uyghur language at the cradle. He added that the international community must not allow China to destroy our beautiful language and culture, which has thrived for several millennia.